Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, Alan, so many people say they listen to this radio station every day, have it out in the house all day long. Imagine what it would be like without it. Well, you have a chance to do something.
Well, that's all right, David. This is not just a radio station. It certainly is that. But it is a community made up of interdependent people who really do want to create something that is extraordinary, and they have. And if you take a look at the last couple of fund drives where we make half of the money in the lockbox and the other half of the money in a day, we're talking about $1 million in a day. It's extraordinary. And it's because people want it. So I go anywhere, and so do you, and so does Joe. Donahue tells me the same thing. Everywhere we go, we are hearing about the roundtable program and the extraordinary panel, and the fact that you can hear Joe and interviewing authors and other people about some of the most important information that you could possibly get. And here we have an opportunity now, because our regular get-together once a year with the Capitol Steps, and they bring their great all-new material to the Egg, and we have our reunion, and it always sells out. It's already selling out, by the way. So if anybody wants to get in, it's $150 for a pair of tickets, and then you get a CD at the end. We mail you a CD of the performance, but you get to see all your friends and neighbors and all your fellow WAMCers, and it's a terrific thing. But I want to make it clear, and this is really important, that not everybody has $150. Some people could put $5 in. Some people could put $25 in. That is as important to us as any other amount that anybody gives. And so, you know, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. You can do it online. It's all there. But we're filling up the lockbox. And if we're going to deal with all of the political stuff that we have to deal with here, unfortunate or not, and we have to deal with hurricanes that are devastating, and WAMC has always been there to help out people in these special drives. And I was thinking yesterday, David, extraordinarily, we've done all of that stuff for so many places, too many to even list here right now. And now we can't do any of that if we don't have a station. So anybody, please, just do your part.
The Capitol Steps is at the Egg, Friday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. One of the songs, by the way, Alan, might be appropriate to discuss. How do you solve a problem like Korea?
Well, the Korea thing is extraordinary. Donald Trump is down at the United Nations. His people are putting out the word that we can take care of the situation without endangering South Korea. Very hard to understand how we're going to do this. There are times that you just hope that the people who you've elected to office know more than you do. From where I'm sitting, and from where Barack Obama was sitting, and from where so many experts on this have said, this is the most difficult thing any president or any administration would have to face. And bluster on both sides, but certainly on the part of the president, certainly on the part of Kim of North Korea, could lead to a total disaster here. And speaking of disasters, if you take a look on the television this morning and see the newest hurricane, Maria, coming directly over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, you know, Governor Cuomo has sent a task force down to the Virgin Islands not one second too soon to help fix up what happened the last time. You can imagine, as this second storm hits that, you wouldn't want to be there. And I have to say, it is the kind of thing that has to go hand in hand for so many of us with climate change. Now, let's assume that it is or it isn't. It doesn't matter. We have to take care of this world, and we're not doing it. And we have a president of the United States who has come very close to being a climate change denier, if not there.
This very morning on the BBC, they had the leader, I believe, of St. Kitts and Nevis talking about how it is an existential problem, that their literal existence, and he cited Barbuda, where 95% of the island was erased, the very existence of people and their culture is at stake.
Well, that's right. And we know that. We know that there are islands in which a couple of feet of surge wipes out the islands, and nobody's exempt. They're already talking about how this is Storm Jose, and then we don't know what the next one will bring, but Jose will bring torrential rains to New York City. So nobody's exempt. This is not a time to fool around with the science that we do have.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. The lockbox is open 24/7 at WAMC.org.
Let's go.